This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So say you got that offer after Sunday, and this is all emotional. You said you wouldn't even talk to Miles.
No, I mean, you wouldn't even do him
the courtesy.
I imagine the Browns
would
not have even thought about trading Miles unless they got the Godfather offer. And if they got that offer, then obviously the fact they were even thinking about it to begin with means that that was the price. They'd be like, yeah, we have to trade him if we get that offer. And then once that offer comes in, why wouldn't you trade him then?
Isn't Miles one of these players? Like, would you do it? Okay, so let's start from the bottom and work our way up. Like, there comes a point where if they're willing to offer stupid things, then, yeah, you have to do what you have to do.
And I thought, yeah, in this instance, it would be the offer of stupid things.
Is one first-rounder enough?
No.
Two first-rounders?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think two, that's how you get a rebuild started.
So if you got two first-rounders, you would say, I'm trading them, no questions asked.
Because you have your first-rounder to begin with. Now, if you're getting two more and it's like one this year, one next year, then you have two first-round picks back-to-back years. That is exactly how you would get a rebuild started.
I don't think it's that cut and dry. It is exactly how you get a rebuild started, but I don't think it's exactly cut and dry. Because, again, with one of those picks, you're just hoping that you draft a player that can be somewhat as good as Myles Garrett. I mean, Myles Garrett is the defensive player of the year.
Well, no, it's not just that. It's that we say all the time, like, when are you ever going to be this bad again? To be, like, let's say this year they ended up with the first pick of the draft. And you're like, I don't know if we want to go quarterback. What do you always say? When are we ever going to be here again? Well, with two first-round picks the next year, too. Yeah, you'll be there next year because you can always trade up. So that'd be the way to guarantee that over the next 2 years you get the quarterback that you want.
So wait, you could not take a quarterback this year? And because you would have that extra first-rounder?
If you did all the...
Because you have four first-round picks then.
Right, yeah. If you would be doing the work that of the evals and saying, hey, maybe the next year's draft class is way better with quarterbacks than it is this year. So either way, but you would have the comfort knowing that you had the versatility in the draft because of the draft capital.
You very well could. You could always say that next year's draft class is going to be better at that position, and you could take an offensive lineman that is going to help to be part of your build.
This is what the Browns did in their rebuild last time, where they had Miles, they took Miles at number one overall, and then the following year they took Baker, right?
But I'm just surprised. It's not that I'm not surprised. I am surprised. It's not even a conversation with Miles to you.
Yeah, I don't know that it. Why would it be? I guess if you're to the point where you're willing to trade him, if you get the offer, then there's a huge chasm between, hey, I'm trading a guy and getting two first picks, or I'm just keeping him to be a part of what. A rebuild that we're supposed to be bad the next year.
To not have fans out at the gate. That's what I'm trying to do.
They traded for Deshaun Watson. Isn't that ship sailed when it comes to fans?
But they did that under the thought that they were going to be really, really good, and they still had Nick Chubb on their team. They still had Myles Garrett on their team. They still had Denzel Ward on the team. Like, you can't sit there and act like all this last year. Like, yeah, there's plenty of people who don't like Deshaun Watson, true. But there's people who love those three guys I just mentioned, and that was part of the reason. It's like, okay, like, there's some things here, but these names here, these will cover up for some of the other things that happen. Or that we could be criticized for, I should say. Now you don't have that name. He's one of those parachutes that you have. When you don't have that, now it's just an idea. All right, when we talk about ideas, when you talk about an idea, who's going to execute that idea? It's going to be Andrew Berry? With that draft history, that looks worse by the minute?
I said last week that I think he's probably not going to be the GM next year.
Okay, so that's a totally different conversation as well. But let's just stick with what you and I are. Say you and I are the co-GMs or something like that. We have to have a conversation with Miles before we execute something like this. There has to be...
Why would you allow emotion to get in the way of the business of a deal to restart, to jumpstart your rebuild?
Well, because I would owe it to the owner to have that conversation with him because it is his franchise.
Oh, yeah, by the way... This is how this works everywhere. The owner has to sign off on this stuff.
Yeah,
yes.
You know that. And
For the sake of this discussion, I was going under the impression that you did have that.
Okay.
You had the power to do whatever you needed to jumpstart the rebuild.
All right. Well, if you just care about the cold calculated move, yeah, I think it stands to within reason that you would do that. But what I point out is that, you know, guys like, you know, Joe Thomas played for this team a long time, every snap, they were never competitive. Kind of like twice. But they were never really a threat to do anything. Joe means a lot to the franchise. Nick Chubb, they were competitive a couple of times. Nick Chubb means an obscene amount to this franchise and to the fan base. Like Nick Chubb and Joe are guys that you want to bring back on days to bring them in the Ring of Honor, put them in Browns Legends, have them smash the guitar. All this stuff, put Nick in the, you know, bring him, make him an ambassador. And I think you want to do the same thing with Miles, especially since Miles has a home here, is invested in the Cavaliers now as a minority investor. So there is a tentacle to the roots of Cleveland here. I don't know if you can just say, yeah, but we traded him for 2 first-round picks. All right. But in my history as a fan, I've seen you trade guys for picks and those picks have become nothing. I've seen Joe Banner draft a guy out of a book. Out of a magazine. No. It was later in the draft, I'll grant you. But I saw him do that. I've seen you waste away picks on Justin Gilbert because you didn't even see him. You just liked the idea of him. Like, I've seen you mess up so many draft picks. Here's a guy that works out. I don't think it's the right message to a fan base right now. Like, you could definitely get a complete buyout with Myles Garrett. But how are you going to get any fans to buy in? Like, that needs to be discussed. Because Myles Garrett means more than just this year and draft picks for this year and next year and next year. It means so much. He means so much more. He's the next bona fide Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but what
other Hall of Famer do we have?
What does he mean on a team that is totally rebuilding? What does
and
that...
All those things that I said, that he's a nice warm memory for the fans, and he's a great player, and I think that he could still help you win games, but by the time... And this, I have to make my own argument against myself. By the time you're a competitive team...
He'll be on the other side of 30.
He is on the other side of 30.
Yeah, I look at what happened in Houston. Obviously, all the situations are different, but J.J. Watt eventually, he got released, and he ended up playing for a different team and actually had some good moments for a different team. So they didn't necessarily get rid of him when he had bottomed out, and they're still going to welcome him back. He's still a Houston Texan. I argued at the end of the Joe Thomas run, like, get something for him, especially when we thought, we could get a first-round pick? And they decided not to do it. Like, I think we know now after the fact, like, that's just a first-round pick you will forever miss that you didn't get to help maybe jumpstart a rebuild. So I do think if you're really dead set on doing this the right way, I think that always involves trading guys while you can to get to maximum.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The return, and you have to try to take the emotion out of it. I know it's not easy. There's a lot of Myles Garrett jerseys around here, and he is a fan favorite, but I think it's at this is a cutthroat world. This just is. And you know, part of the Joe Thomas thing that I said at the time, and I actually told Joe Thomas this when we had him in studio and everything, it's like, once you get injured, once your value starts to go down, like that opportunity's gone. And is Miles has been banged up the last, 3 years. He's still an amazing player. But could you make the argument that Miles is at his peak right now and might just get a little worse every year?
Yes. That's why it's a question.
That's the thing that GM is always thinking about.
216-474-0092. I think you still have to talk to him about it. And, I mean, if you have to try to convince him, and say where we are, where you are, where the franchise that's trading for you is.
Yeah.
I think that you can try to sell them on the idea and understand that this could be for the future of our franchise, but this is for your right now, and make it a respectful thing. I think a lot of players look at trades going, what, you don't need me all of a sudden? I've built this franchise. I've been a cornerstone for this franchise. I've had to eat so many plates of you-know-what for this franchise over the last near decade now. I've given 8 years of my prime to this franchise.
Well, you
can turn right on around and go, wait a minute here, buddy. It ain't always been a one-way street. I mean, good God, we know what happened with Mason Rudolph. You could always try to do that, but I'm not trying to turn it into an argument.
Do you think Miles is a competitor that feels like part of his NFL legacy is a Super Bowl run?
I think he knows he's a Hall of Famer no matter what.
So what's left for him?
I don't know.
So he's got
the money. A Super Bowl run.
Hey,
but
Detroit's calling.
But personally,
Detroit's calling, and immediately you can help them win the Super Bowl.
You're a convincing person. You would make a very good. I mean, you make a very good point, and you would sit down with Miles and say these things.
I always imagine
these guys. You got to bring him to the table first.
Yeah, I always imagine guys like Myles Garrett. Like, he's accomplished so much in Cleveland already. It's not his fault they're losing. Now you have the chance to be the... I mean, that guy could be a Super Bowl MVP. He's that good. He could be a Super Bowl MVP on Detroit this year.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be enticing to a player like Miles?
Tom and Parma, you're first up on the fan.
I don't want to hear all this talk of trading a generational talent, a first ballot Hall of Famer, for a couple of late first round picks, Anthony Lima. You know better than that.
Ooh.
Our last first round pick was Jed Wills, and he's a bum.
So you're assuming we'll just make the wrong picks.
And Andrew Berry's probably one of them.
History is on Tom's side.
Well, I mean, then how do you even root for the Browns going forward? If you just assume our guys are going to make the wrong picks, then we're not going anywhere anyway. So, well, you just want to go to the stadium every week and root for a so-so team and a rebuild?
No. Let me ask you this, Tom.
Stay with me for a second.
Stay with me for a second. You're not wrong, all right? But Andrew Berry's done good with trades. He hasn't done very well with picks. What if you were like, well, yeah, but he'll make the trade, and then we'll find somebody else to execute the picks?
No.
Okay.
Myles Garrett is a generational talent.
And this is the point I'm making.
Let me ask you this. What if you knew? I want to see how much emotion is playing a part of this.
I love Tom. Tom is the perfect
Tom. Tom, what if I guaranteed you? What if I came from the future and I'm like, oh yeah, Miles, these injuries have all added up. He's worked so hard to get to this point, and then his career over the next 3 years, it starts the precipitous downfall. If I guaranteed you that, knowing what I know, you know, into the future, would you then make the trades?
No.
So, yeah, so that's why. Yeah, you could never be a GM, though, right? But like Tom, you could never have a job like that.
But what Tom is, and Tom, thank you very much for the call. I love that.
Like, Tom could never be a GM in the NFL because he's too emotional.
I know that, but Tom is also a paying customer. I assume he is. So this is what you have to weigh.
The customers came back after 0-16 and 1-15.
Because
the Browns think you'll come back. Well, they always assume.
You did have a pick that you had, but if you don't have the pick, and we'll talk ourselves into it, but eventually there is a law of diminishing returns at some point, and maybe because of the whole Deshaun Watson thing, maybe it was enough to go, hey, you know what? Maybe I do see the forest for the trees now. Maybe I do see that, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll come back to you when you give me something. Like, these things have to be considered. These are business decisions. And it is a entertainment business. Miles is entertaining. Miles is what gets a guy like Tom going. And you could say in roll eyes, not that you were rolling eyes, figuratively you could roll your eyes, there are so many more Toms in Parma than you would ever imagine. There's a lot more of those guys who are like, why are you trading away my favorite player? Why are you trading away my, for picks? For late first round picks? Wait a minute, I know I have a great player here. That's why you need to have the conversation with Miles. Miles might be upset right now, but I don't think Miles is ready to just burn the bridges.
Yeah. The part of this is Miles' age, too.
I understand.
And how magnificent was he last year? Right?
He was excellent.
He was unbelievable. He was defensive player of the year. And the injuries mounted up to the point where you didn't even hear his name spoken in the playoff game.
That's true.
He wasn't even heard from. So don't think that's not in the back of the Browns' heads. Like, he's got to make it through a full season. He's got to continue to stay healthy, and we're rebuilding. What are we getting out of the Miles Garrett experience over the next 2 years, 3 years? I mean, that's all part of the calculus.
John in North Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, Anthony, you're completely right. If we're getting two first-round picks or even a first-round pick and a late second-round pick, I mean, we gotta take it. We're not just keeping him because the people like him. And half the time, how many times do they call in saying, where was Miles today? How come Miles didn't show up? But the Mason Rudolph thing and the Carr thing, I mean, it'll be sad to see him go, but we gotta move on.
I mean,
you've had him for 8 years.
I think you have to consider what a guy like Tom and Parma. I think there's more Tom and Parmas than you realize.
There are, but won't Tom and Parma be back 100% of the time?
I don't know that. I have no idea. I didn't get a chance to ask Tom and Parma on the phone. I'm not saying it's a bad football decision. How could I? So two first-round picks, for crying out loud. I'm not saying it's a bad football decision. But you have to weigh in their feelings, your paying customers' feelings. If that player that you pick becomes the next Miles Garrett, well, you're laughing. And hopefully you can get Miles back, and Miles can come and be an ambassador, and we can all understand, and we can all be happy together. But if you don't, okay, well, then it's just another – it's a softer version of Baker Mayfield. It wouldn't be as agonizing as what this whole Baker Mayfield thing has been,
but
it's definitely Baker Mayfield light. And you, what's worse than one Baker Mayfield situation? Two Baker Mayfield situations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.